Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
In a peripheral century, the great 21st, spider web logs will be loved, hated, and cursed. A net will be entered, and all distance erased. With the world all a Twitter, a book will be faced.
Greetings and salutations. This is the Matt Man welcoming you to I'm With Stupid. I'm coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And I want to thank Nostradamus for that trailer there. And I want to say hi to, as always, a mere 164 miles to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live here from Redneckville, Arkansas. And as you can plainly see, Matt Man and I did not get raptured today yet. It's still early. We don't know how they're going about this. They might be going women and children first. Matt, I know you were looking forward to this, and you got to be a little disappointed.
I am a little disappointed. It's kind of like not getting picked for the kickball team in sixth grade.
Exactly. Always being last.
Yep.
That's what God's doing, the same thing. He's looking around saying, well, I'll take the least useful people last.
I just feel fortunate that while I didn't get picked, I didn't have to stand there in line with shirts and skins. That always made me uncomfortable.
Yes, it was always bad, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Especially when Teresa Lisch was in the room. She was hot in fifth grade, let me tell you.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it was awful in seventh grade PE class when we all had to stand up there in our gym shorts and they had the boys on one side and the girls on the other side and everybody was staring at little Amy Carr and, you know, trying to cover up our excitement. And she pranced around in her short shorts. But anyway.
But you digress.
Yeah. I'm starting to get the idea that possibly this preacher who predicted the world coming to an end today might be a kook of some kind. What do you think, Matt?
Well, he's either a kook or he is just a visionary who is ahead of his time. And actually, judging by his prediction, he's well ahead of his time.
Apparently. But, you know, being wrong like this doesn't mean that he can't be a pundit on cable news channels still.
True. I mean, he does. Yeah. He's put a book out and everything, so that makes him all official and whatnot.
Absolutely. And he did kind of hedge his bets by saying that it would start today, and it was supposed to run all summer long, all the way through October, with all kinds of disasters and devastation and stuff like that. So,
okay.
There's, you know, we've still got a few months. Of course, that's an easy prediction to make, you know, because that happens every summer. It's called the Chicago Cubs. Hey-o!
And plus, if he's given me all summer to somewhat kind of die and go to heaven, there's a good chance of that because, really, I pour it back during the summer. And there's a
that's true.
There's an 80% chance of liver failure between now and October 1st.
You do kind of pick up the activity during the summer, don't you?
Yes, I do. I see we have a couple guests, and Kimmy just showed
Kimmy.
Up. And we got Curious Chris and, of course, Mr. Weirdo.
And
we appreciate
the
you
weirdo.
Guys dropping in, and although we feel bad that you did not get called home to heaven.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
It is.
But you know, don't give up hope, I guess.
Yeah.
Although they did
it's
say that there was a
hotline. It's Guy.
Oh my God. Jay?
What? We got what was the hotline?
My BFF OSP Schmoop just told me to pick up the super secret hotline. I guess Guy on your dick's on the phone. I guess we better take this call now.
Oh, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, let's see what Guy has to say.
Jay, Matt Man, Guy on your dick coming to you from The Hague with a late-breaking rapture report. It has now become evident to all that the dead are not roaming the earth, and the predicted stairway to heaven has not fallen from the sky. But I personally, in a metaphorical and metaphysical sense, experienced the rapture firsthand. You see, I just spent the last 12 hours of what I thought to be my final moments on Earth whooping it up with a well-hung transvestite from Nijmegen named LaFonda Rimcock and a beautiful and busty midget chick from Brussels known only as Lady Marmalade, while LaFonda worked me over as if I were a cloistered nun recently released from vows of virginosity, the vaginal joy jelly from between the thighs of Lady Marmalade was flowing over me faster and more abundantly than the discharge from the Morganza spillway. Anyway, the earth has not spun off its axis, and other than the fact that I now owe these two delightful trollops over 10,000 euros, all is right with the world. This is Guy on your dick, still waiting for thy kingdom to come, tossing it back to you guys in the studio.
Wow.
You know, I'm a little worried that Guy is the one who's running up our health insurance costs here.
He does live on the edge, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He throws caution and his body to the wind. In all his gonococcal glory,
yes.
To make
he's
this
quite
a better
the
show.
Freak, but he's quite the freak. But you know, you can only be you know only at I'm With Stupid can somebody like that be welcomed in because you know we're completely welcoming and accepting and all that stuff here. So
we are a very inclusive organization. If only we could get a gay Jew black man to join the panel, we would have all of the prisms of the rainbow covered.
We certainly would.
And I'll tell you
we'd
what,
be able to,
I know how
we'd be able to check off every little box we have here, except
yes,
for Mongolian. We need somebody from Mongolia, too.
And we need an Inuit. Nothing like a good Eskimo.
Well, Todd Palin is part Inuit. He probably listens.
Uh-huh. Well, I think he's already been browbeaten to death, so he couldn't take any more from us. So
maybe Bristol then. Assuming Bristol is Todd's daughter. Hey, I'm not starting anything here. Just throwing it out there.
You heard that fact, I mean rumor, right here on I'm With Stupid.
Breaking news.
I'll tell you what, Jay. A good way to find a gay black Jewish guy and or cross-dresser and or transgender person, if we put an ad up on like Craigslist or Facebook or Blogger or any of those social media outlets.
Yeah, if we put the call out for one.
He said in a seemingly he said in a seemingly seamless segue.
Absolutely. If we put the call out on Twitter, just get one, two people to retweet it, and then they'd get a couple of people to retweet it, and next thing you know.
And so on and so on and so on. Wasn't that a Pearl commercial or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Next thing you know, someone living in the, a black Jew gay man living in the Castro district in San Francisco will say, hey, that's me they're talking about.
That's right. And that's what's great about social media. The world has been shrunk to the size of a microchip.
You have the world at your fingertips.
That's right. Of course, I have the world at my fingertips most nights. But along with that...
Since we are going to talk about social media, we have expanded our social media reach this week here on I'm Not Stupid.
Yes, we have.
And we have.
You sent me an email about that, and it just enveloped my mind so much, and there was so much information. You're going to have to talk about that.
Well, we have...
Hello? Jay?
It's all right. We have, we had an official I'm With Stupid email, but we've actually created a new one to go along with everything else since we're kind of rebranding ourselves here. And so the I'm With Stupid email is IWS_radio@yahoo.com. And
all right.
To go along with that, we have a new I'm With Stupid Twitter account. And it is cleverly, the name is IWS_radio. You see how I did that there?
You're a freaking genius is what you are.
I know. I'm telling you, I understand this social media marketing branding stuff. But that's not all.
Wait a minute. I'm going to start calling you Jay Trump.
Except my hair is real, and it looks great.
It does. And I do have hair envy.
I know you do.
But continue.
But anyway, most shows would stop right there with the email and the Twitter page, but not us. We also have an official Tumblr page, and that address for our Tumblr page is IWSradio.tumblr.com. Again, seamless branding across all these different social media platforms.
You know, in this world of the internet and high tech and all that stuff, all I can say right now is I have good old fashioned goosebumps, Jay.
You also have a little bit of resistance to these newfangled things. And since we're talking likes and dislikes, I just thought I would throw that out there, that you know these people who are all OCD and hate change probably don't need to be on the internet that much.
I hate those people.
But anyway, we are available in all those different locales, and you can follow us and hang out with us. And I promise not to constantly retweet the show's Twitter updates on my personal Twitter, which is @JYMAN3768. And, of course, Matt won't do the same thing either. His is @MattmanWIR. And, of course, Matt has his own blog at Bag Wine Ruminations. And, of course, I have my own Tumblr, Everyday Jay. And and I tell you what, we just don't have a lot of free time with all this. Because social media makes the world smaller, it makes you a busy, busy man trying to keep up with everyone.
No, well, actually, though, when you look at it from the other side, we're providing a service.
Oh, sure. A great service.
Yeah. Unlike us, a lot of people, you know, they're lonely, they're sad, they got a lot of time on their hands, and they need
pathetic.
Entertainment. Yeah, exactly, pathetic. And they need someone who's like them. Who can provide empathy and sympathy towards them.
Absolutely. And maybe somebody, because these people sometimes may not be that great at coming up with their own status updates, or they might be staring at the social media, what other people are saying, and they might have a few things they'd like to say to them, but they're kind of afraid to do it.
Yeah, there's some people who just don't have quite the virtual backbone to pick a virtual
right.
fight and
yeah.
say what they virtually mean.
Yeah, they don't like to burn bridges, stuff like that.
I don't understand that concept, but...
Yeah. It just so happens that because we are pretty much ruling the social media world now, we have created that very service for people.
And, I mean, I was almost speechless right there. In fact, I was speechless.
Obviously.
But I read about this in the planning session, so, my God, release this beast, Jay.
All right. Hey, folks, got something to say but don't really want to say it out loud? Well, our new service has got you covered. Introducing the I'm With Stupid Automatic Plausible Deniability Social Media Status Updating Services. Just sign up and we'll update your status with things that you want to say but are afraid to. Things like, hey, Michelle Obama's actually kind of hot. Our homeboy in chief's got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one of them. Or, God, I'm sick of seeing nothing but drama and sympathy mongering on my friends' timelines. Or even, you know, Jesus is a better gardener than he is a savior. Oh, sure, these things might be offensive, and they will certainly hurt your friends' feelings, but you can claim you never actually wrote it. All you have to do is comment, disavowing your own comment. This way, if someone calls you on it, you can just say, hey, I didn't write that. I signed up for this status updating service, and they posted it. I thought it was going to be all feel-good quotes and Disney stuff. It's perfect. You get something out there that needs to be said, but you get to claim that you never wrote it, and we take all the heat for you. It's a no-lose situation. That's I'm With Stupid's Automatic Plausible Deniability Social Media Updating Services. Just call 1-IWS-APD-SMUS or visit us at imapussywhowontsaywhatireallythink.com and get signed up today. Services not available in Rhode Island, Burkina Faso, or French-speaking parts of Canada.
You know, we're
I think it's going to be huge, man.
Oh, it is. And we, like I said, we're selfless. It took this was months in the making. But
oh yeah, you don't come up with something like that overnight.
No, you know,
you don't just sit there and throw back about 7 or 8 Coors Lights and then say, "Hey, I have a great idea for a service online."
This idea took at least 2 or 3 days.
Every bit of it. But I love the way that, you know, that it'll automatically be posted, and then you could just go back and say that you didn't really say that and you didn't mean it that way and it was taken out of context. I call it the Newt Gingrich option.
There you go. Very good. You know,
you
what
just
I
pretend
like
you never
it,
said it.
What I like most about it is the acronym rolls right off the tongue because you can just say, hey, I used to be a wimp, but now I contacted you with
See? That's part of the brilliance of our marketing abilities right there.
Exactly. And Weirdo King wants to know why it's not available in Rhode Island.
Well, you know, those bitches in Rhode Island, they are so strict there, and it's such a nanny state that they're afraid it'll hurt people's feelings. And so they outlawed it.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's such a tiny state. There is only one tube of the internet that goes in there, and it's always
exactly.
plugged up. So we can't waste our time on that.
Exactly.
At least Connecticut has two internet tubes. Come on.
Yeah. Now, I see Dr. Anonymous has joined us.
What? Who has?
I see Dr. Anonymous has joined us. And
oh,
we
I know.
Welcome him here and remind everybody that. Go ahead.
No, I even said hi to him.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least I thought.
We want to just remind everybody that they can catch Dr. Anonymous every Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you know what? That kind of leads me into one of my little pet peeves about social media, Matt.
What's that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there on social media that, you know, basically they're snobs. They think that everybody should come and read their blog and comment on it, and everybody should help them promote their crap. I mean, their shows and their blogs and stuff. But then they don't return the favor at all. Can you believe people like that?
I can't. And frankly, I find that just impersonal and humiliating.
Yeah, it's common courtesy. You know, you expect people to come and comment on your blog, and then you just read like two or three a day or something. That's ridiculous.
I mean, not you.
Well, kind of you, but you know what I mean.
No, I'm sure you were talking about the general you, correct?
Exactly. Just the people out there who do that. You know, I'll tell you one time back in the day when I was blogging all the time, and
used to blog.
I did. I used to blog, yeah. And there was one time when I got nearly 100 comments. I used to get quite a few comments. And one day when I got almost 100, and the next day or 2 days later, this chick wrote a blog post about how it infuriated her that people who were such lesser writers than her were getting so many comments and she got so few. And I'm pretty sure I know who she was talking about.
Well, I'm sure, and I'm sure she had a good point, because I'm sure she talked about perhaps her baby shitting for the first time, or breaking up and having a fight with her boyfriend or girlfriend, which I hate.
Oh, these people! I mean, every time they have a little tiff, they run to Facebook. Well, it's all over, folks. 10 years down the drain. I'm being kicked out of the apartment or the house or whatever.
Oh, God. People... I get so tired of those people. Oh.
I know it. But, you know, there's some other people out there that do some really annoying stuff. Like, there's people who will do things like they'll sit down and they'll write a blog post about, like, their rules of blogging. And they'll include things like, I'll only post once a day. And then all of a sudden they'll start a Tumblr, and they'll tumble like 22 times in one day.
I know. Those people suck. Oh, my God. I've come across so many of them. Actually, only one or two. But they're frightful.
Yeah, you were mentioning that the other day, so I started looking around trying to find those people, but I know they're there.
Oh, trust me, they are.
Hey, we've got 5 minutes left in the live stream. If anybody wants to call in, the phone lines are open.
At 661-244-9852. We'd love to hear what pisses you off about Facebook, Twitter, Blogger, whatever.
We just sounded professional when we did that.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Make a note of that, would you?
And before the live stream goes away, we'll remind everybody that they can hear us on Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern And our second show, we do two shows a week.
Yep.
We'll be here again this Monday.
Yep. And the Monday show, unlike this one, which is irreverent beyond compare, is more focused on current events and what's happening on that Monday and what transpired over the weekends and what might happen over the week.
Yeah. And we don't do nearly
as
much.
And I'll tell you what, Jay, I hope this week Michelle Bachmann says she's running for president, because if she does that, you know, we have the next 52 shows set for I'm with Stupid.
We do. Yeah, because I don't know if
we'll
we can fill.
We'll have to change the title of the show to I'm with Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah, because I really don't know that we can get 45 whole minutes out of Tim Pawlenty. We'll try, but
we might be able to get 4.5 minutes out of him.
Yeah.
And even then, it'll be like a Gregorian chant in a library.
And you know what? That just reminded me of another social media pet peeve. People are going along, talking about a certain subject, writing about something, and then all of a sudden, bam, politics.
Hate that. Glad I don't do that.
No, me neither. So what else have you got on your list of pet peeves there?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Oh, my God. I have met so many people who just whine and whine about their husband and or their wife or their girlfriend or boyfriend. Oh, I'm so sad. Oh. Oh, my God. It's brutal.
I'm so mistreated. My husband is so not perfect.
And I'm so sad I'm drinking a case of Milwaukee's Best Light just to ease the pain. And the attention whores. Oh, my God, the attention whores.
You know, that is a double-edged sword right there.
And why
is got
that?
The, well, you know, one of the great things about social media is that I'm absolutely convinced that I am going to see every single woman in the world either naked or in her skivvies. The downside to that is they just keep posting pictures of the girls over and over and over and over. And really, it does get to be a bit much sometimes.
It does.
In fact, there was one chick on Tumblr that was literally posting like 20 to 25 pictures of herself every single day.
Mm-hmm.
She'd get there in front of the mirror, and she would just snap all these pictures, and then she'd just post them all.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, that's a bit much, don't you think?
Was she hot?
Well, she was no Tyra Banks. But she was... she was cute. She seemed like a really nice person, but she just, you know, just sat there and stared herself in the mirror and loved herself so much that she just kept posting all those pictures. And,
but knowing you, I have to ask this question. She was 18, right?
Yes, she was. In fact, I do not follow anybody who's not 18.
Okay.
It's one of the few rules I have. Other than I think that one chick, but that's a long story. Anyway.
Well,
she followed me first.
In a reverse role, she was probably saying, "Hey, I was young. He needed the money." Huh? What?
No, well, whatever. She followed me first, probably saying, "Oh, look at this poor, sad old guy here. I'll try to cheer him up by following him on Tumblr." Yeah. And we're going to lose the live stream here in a few seconds, about 20.
Yes, I know.
So we don't have any control over that.
Thanks, everyone, for coming in. Weirdo, Kimmy, and Dr. Anonymous, and Mr. CEC.
And we had some guests in the room, but they must have taken a couple of things personally. And there's another thing about social media.
Exactly.
People take shit personally all the time. No.
But we're not judging.
No. Because that's really the worst thing you could do is be, you know, judgmental. But I tell you, you know, like last week when they would not stop with the Jorge Posada New York Yankees drama, and I tweeted that nobody gives a shit. Immediately somebody says, you know, some of us are Yankees fans and we do care. And I'm like, great. You have plenty of opportunity to find out. We don't have to have it shoved down our throat all the time.
Yeah, but this is New York.
Yeah. Everybody loves New York. Mm-hmm. That's why everybody wants to vote for Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie
and George
Michael Bloomberg.
And
George
and
Pataki.
Carl Palatino.
And God damn it, Carl Palatino.
I miss him.
I did too. Good old Carl. Hey, a 5.8 magnitude earthquake strikes near the east coast of Japan.
There we
plus
go.
Plus, a volcano has erupted on Iceland, and that triggered 50 earthquakes. So, it is on, people. Don't give up.
Well, you know, see, God didn't follow Eastern Daylight Time. That wasn't around when, you know.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what, that, you know, I know why it's probably late getting going.
Why is that?
God's wife just isn't ready yet. You know how women are. They're never ready on time.
Can you at least,
you know,
let me put my face on? For God's sakes.
Yeah, you know, and the caterers aren't there yet, and a couple of the dancing girls that were supposed to be there didn't show up because they're very unreliable. You know, they're still trying to put everything together. Are you there?
Yeah.
And the other thing that I thought that's possible, he might be just, you know, letting this just drag out and drag out so that he could do it right in the middle of The Apprentice tomorrow night. Like Obama did to...
And the funny thing is, all the contestants will be whisked up to heaven, and Trump will be sitting there with his hair blowing and wind and hellfire.
Even his hot daughter will be whisked away from his side.
Yeah.
I bet every time John Phillips looks at Trump and his daughter goes, God damn it. Anyway. I've used that joke before, but it still works every time.
Of course it does. Jay, check this out. You know what you're going to hear next? You are going to hear the window of the Bagwine Studios being open.
Things getting a little warm in there, are they?
Oh, yeah, they're a little warm.
Smoop must be running around in her undies.
Well, no, she's not. She's running around on a pad this week. Oh, for God's sakes. It's not good.
Be nice.
I am. Oh, she just said that she loves you.
Oh, I love you too, Smoopy.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Another thing I hate about social media.
Guys start telling somebody else's BFF OSP how hot she is.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of...
God forbid they start telling her how hot she is and they take her off my hands. Oh, man, that would be awful.
Oh, God. Oh, I think I know what you're going to be posting about tonight.
Why do I have these belt welts on my ass and my back.
Well, you know, that is another thing.
Why do I look like Spartacus? Hey, that was pretty good.
Without the impressive chin.
Exactly. Or the muscles. Or the diaper or whatever.
But anyway, another annoying thing about social media is all the horn dogs that are on there.
Oh my God.
Every time they see a female, they just jump all over. Hey, hey, babe, how you doing? Hey, you know, you want to send me your phone number? We can text. Send me a picture. Show me your tits. I hate those people.
Oh, I know. It's like...
What I really hate is when women actually do it. It's not me, because it's never me.
And the worst thing is, the women actually send them their photos, but not to you. Or me.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if you're going to send them to one, send them to everyone.
Yeah, exactly. It's like show and tell at school. Come on.
Yeah, we're all in the class here together. Come on.
Yeah, what I really can't stand is, you know, oh, well, you know, I used to do that, but I stopped. Oh, of course you did.
I'll tell you what, I always like on Facebook, some people put their relationship status up there. And I always laugh when I see a relationship status that says, it's complicated. why doesn't it just say, I'm cheating on my husband, I'm cheating on my wife?
Or it could just say, you know, I'm married, but nobody cares, or I don't care. I'm married, but, you know, go ahead and, you know, let's be friends,
yes.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Friends is always in quotation marks.
Yeah, but, oh, man, that's better than people who do the, a husband and wife who do the joint Facebook account. Oh, I hate those people.
Man, I've never come across one of those, actually.
Oh, they're annoying. And even worse than that, are husband and wife who each have their own Facebook account, but they go to each other's wall every day and, I love you, you're so wonderful. And oh, God. That's sickening.
It is. So we got how many minutes left?
We have seven minutes.
We might actually
end the show on a normal way this week rather than just getting cut off. If we think about it.
I'd rather not.
Since we didn't have any callers, thanks guys.
That kind of hurt.
Even Weirdo King didn't call. You know, I mean, I was all set. I wasn't going to say anything about the trailer this week.
Well, you know, he probably couldn't call because he is so surrounded by cell phones and iPhones and shit. He didn't have a chance to.
Yeah, that may be it.
And then there's Clay Perry, who's dropped off the face of the earth.
Yep, wandered out into the woods in Georgia and never came back, I guess.
No, he's probably in Patagonia. He's probably saying, how the hell did I end up here?
Yep. And then there's Dana, who I guess has given up on us.
Yeah, well.
And I really don't understand that, because it's not like we've been teasing her any at all, much.
No. Of course not.
But, oh, well, anyway, you need to get into this Tumblr thing, Matt. This is pretty cool.
Well, evidently I will, since you left me instructions.
Yeah. You'll get right on that.
I will. I'll be on that like a scorpion on a frog, baby. I've been waiting to get that in for about 12 hours.
And somebody on Twitter just let me know that she's experiencing boob sweat.
I like boob sweat.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it.
It's much better than swamp ass. Yeah, it tastes better. Very good. It tastes better than regular sweat. Boob sweat's pretty tasty.
Yeah, not bad at all.
No, it's salty like sweat, but it has a hint of ginseng.
Yeah. I especially like it when there's a little glitter on the boobs. Oh, that's only in strip clubs? Oh, okay. So, anyway, got any big plans for the weekend? Since obviously we're going to be here.
I'm going to work the beer mine tomorrow, 11 to 7.
Long day.
Yeah, I know. I hope I can make it. I'm going to have to take some aspirin. Maybe a little rheumatoid rub. Put it on my knees. You know, I love the Icy Hot. It fixes
me up
right now.
Oh, that's good stuff right there.
Yes, it is. And then I'll put Gold Bond medicated gel on my balls because it's going to be warm tomorrow.
And boy, what a great feeling that is.
I know. Oh, my God, I'm going to be all doped up.
That sounds like fun. I'm going to have Mexican food tonight.
Oh, really? What are you having?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to get Mexican food from Miguel's. That's the place here in town with the dancing chilies on the side of the building, so you know it's good.
Do they light up?
No, but they should. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Well, tell Miguel to put some electric to the dancing chilies.
Come on, quit being so damn cheap, Miguel.
Well, I just got here. I can't afford it.
I got no credit anywhere.
Oh, we're having steak tonight, Jay.
Ooh, all right.
Oh, yeah, now dig it. But I had to throw it in the crock pot because I saw the steaks and I see that she spent 29 cents a pound on them. So, I got to slow cook the sinew and the marrow. Yeah. And the BGH growth hormone out of them.
I tell you what, I was a little worried. Now I do. Now I'm really worried because Pants on Fire didn't run into Preakness this week.
So I'm slow simmering these steaks. We'll probably eat about 1:15 this morning.
Did you throw a little onion in there, maybe some carrots?
Yeah, I did throw some onion in there.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to get cut off in less than a minute, so let's go ahead and wrap it up.
All right. And Jay, always a good show. And everyone
Excellent.
Who's listening and listens in the archives, we will be on live Monday at 11 a.m.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Check us out.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay. Always good to talk to you, Jay. I'll talk to you on Monday.
We'll see you then.
All right.